State Examinations Commission. Leaving Certificate Applied, 2010. Social Education. Section A, Oral Test. You will hear a recording of a report. This report focuses on the issue of male domestic abuse. There are two parts to this report. After hearing each part of the report, you will be given time to answer the questions as instructed. First, playing. You will hear the entire report. This will give you a general idea of what the report is about. Second, playing. You will only hear part one. Listen carefully, as you will hear this only once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 1 to 5. Third playing. You will only hear part 2. Again, listen carefully, as you will only hear this once. After this playing, you will be given time to answer questions 6 to 9. Fourth playing. You will hear the entire report. You should then answer question 10, which will be spoken on the recording, after which you will be given time to write your answer. You will now hear the full report. There is space for notes in your answer book.
My name is Barry and I'm a victim of domestic abuse, where the abuser is my wife. I'm 40 years old and have been married for 15 years. I've experienced physical, emotional and psychological abuse. My physical injuries have included a broken rib, a back injury and multiple bruising on many occasions. In the summer of 2006, I received a particularly bad beating. Most of the attack took place to the rear of my body. I crouched in a defensive position and used my arms to protect my head, and so most of the bruising was to my arms and back. I did not use any physical means to defend myself. I did not retaliate. I simply waited for the beating to stop. A day or so later, I had my injuries recorded by our family doctor. Her attitude was one of disbelief and indifference. I appealed to a female social worker for help. She suggested I should pack my bags and leave, despite the fact that I have 3 young children and I would have to leave them behind. My children mean everything to me, so I did not take that option. I went to the district court to apply for a protection and safety order. The clerk who called my name to appear in court forcefully suggested that I was the respondent and my wife the applicant, when in fact it was the other way around. He said that men were always the respondents. The judge gave me a protection order and my wife laughed at this. She has been very verbally abusive to me, said I was an idiot, not a real man, and suggested that perhaps I was not the father of my 2 boys. In 2008 I left, but my wife pleaded with me to return. She told me she loved me and that I had been a good father and husband. After that, things were good for a time, but of course, this did not last long.
The vast majority of recorded incidents of domestic violence are of men on women. Society, although aware of male victims, treats them as a joke. This is why, in December 1997, Mary Cleary founded AMEN, a voluntary group which provides a confidential helpline, a support service and information for male victims of domestic abuse. Male victims of domestic abuse come from all walks of life, social backgrounds and cultures. Because they are men, they are often disbelieved, are viewed as wimps and refuse the status of victim. This can lead to feelings of depression and feelings of isolation. If a man is violent towards his partner, it is automatically assumed that he is an unfit parent. This is seldom the case when a woman is violent and abusive in a relationship. In most instances, the courts determine that children are better off with their mother. The experience of many male victims of abuse is that there is no real protection for them under the law. Consequently, the only option for them is to put up with the abuse or to leave the family home. Men who are victims of abuse should always keep a record of dates and times of incidents. They should report the violence to their doctor and to the Gardaí and ensure that they record injuries and all details of the assault. Because of the stigma attached to being a male victim of domestic abuse, many men don't tell the truth to their doctor and do not confide what is happening to family and friends. Male victims should be encouraged to tell family and friends, to seek legal advice and take it, and not allow themselves to be provoked into retaliating to the abuse.
You will now hear part one of the report. Please read questions 1 to 5. You have 1 minute.
My name is Barry and I'm a victim of domestic abuse, where the abuser is my wife. I'm 40 years old and have been married for 15 years. I've experienced physical, emotional and psychological abuse. My physical injuries have included a broken rib, a back injury and multiple bruising on many occasions. In the summer of 2006, I received a particularly bad beating. Most of the attack took place to the rear of my body. I crouched in a defensive position and used my arms to protect my head, and so most of the bruising was to my arms and back. I did not use any physical means to defend myself. I did not retaliate. I simply waited for the beating to stop. A day or so later, I had my injuries recorded by our family doctor. Her attitude was one of disbelief and indifference. I appealed to a female social worker for help. She suggested I should pack my bags and leave, despite the fact that I have 3 young children and I would have to leave them behind. My children mean everything to me, so I did not take that option. I went to the district court to apply for a protection and safety order. The clerk who called my name to appear in court forcefully suggested that I was the respondent and my wife the applicant, when in fact it was the other way around. He said that men were always the respondents. The judge gave me a protection order and my wife laughed at this. She has been very verbally abusive to me, said I was an idiot, not a real man, and suggested that perhaps I was not the father of my 2 boys. In 2008 I left, but my wife pleaded with me to return. She told me she loved me and that I had been a good father and husband. After that, things were good for a time, but of course, this did not last long.
Please answer questions 1 to 5 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. You will now hear part two of the report. Please read questions 6 to 9. You have 1 minute.
The vast majority of recorded incidents of domestic violence are of men on women. Society, although aware of male victims, treats them as a joke. This is why, in December 1997, Mary Cleary founded AMEN, a voluntary group which provides a confidential helpline, a support service, and information for male victims of domestic abuse. Male victims of domestic abuse come from all walks of life, social backgrounds, and cultures. Because they are men, they are often disbelieved, are viewed as wimps, and refuse the status of victim. This can lead to feelings of depression and feelings of isolation. If a man is violent towards his partner, it is automatically assumed that he is an unfit parent. This is seldom the case when a woman is violent and abusive in a relationship. In most instances, the courts determine that children are better off with their mother. The experience of many male victims of abuse is that there is no real protection for them under the law. Consequently, the only option for them is to put up with the abuse or to leave the family home. Men who are victims of abuse should always keep a record of dates and times of incidents. They should report the violence to their doctor and to the Gardaí and ensure that they record injuries and all details of the assault. Because of the stigma attached to being a male victim of domestic abuse, many men don't tell the truth to their doctor and do not confide what is happening to family and friends. Male victims should be encouraged to tell family and friends, to seek legal advice and take it, and not allow themselves to be provoked into retaliating to the abuse.
Please answer questions 6 to 9 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. You will now hear the entire report again. After this, you will hear a recording of question 10.
My name is Barry and I'm a victim of domestic abuse, where the abuser is my wife. I'm 40 years old and have been married for 15 years. I've experienced physical, emotional and psychological abuse. My physical injuries have included a broken rib, a back injury and multiple bruising on many occasions. In the summer of 2006, I received a particularly bad beating. Most of the attack took place to the rear of my body. I crouched in a defensive position and used my arms to protect my head, and so most of the bruising was to my arms and back. I did not use any physical means to defend myself. I did not retaliate. I simply waited for the beating to stop. A day or so later, I had my injuries recorded by our family doctor. Her attitude was one of disbelief and indifference. I appealed to a female social worker for help. She suggested I should pack my bags and leave, despite the fact that I have 3 young children and I would have to leave them behind. My children mean everything to me, so I did not take that option. I went to the district court to apply for a protection and safety order. The clerk who called my name to appear in court forcefully suggested that I was the respondent and my wife the applicant, when in fact it was the other way around. He said that men were always the respondents. The judge gave me a protection order and my wife laughed at this. She has been very verbally abusive to me, said I was an idiot, not a real man, and suggested that perhaps I was not the father of my 2 boys. In 2008 I left, but my wife pleaded with me to return. She told me she loved me and that I had been a good father and husband. After that, things were good for a time, but of course this did not last long.
The vast majority of recorded incidents of domestic violence are of men on women. Society, although aware of male victims, treats them as a joke. This is why, in December 1997, Mary Cleary founded AMEN, a voluntary group which provides a confidential helpline, a support service and information for male victims of domestic abuse. Male victims of domestic abuse come from all walks of life, social backgrounds and cultures. Because they are men, they are often disbelieved, are viewed as wimps and refuse the status of victim. This can lead to feelings of depression and feelings of isolation. If a man is violent towards his partner, it is automatically assumed that he is an unfit parent. This is seldom the case when a woman is violent and abusive in a relationship. In most instances, the courts determine that children are better off with their mother. The experience of many male victims of abuse is that there is no real protection for them under the law. Consequently, the only option for them is to put up with the abuse or to leave the family home. Men who are victims of abuse should always keep a record of dates and times of incidents. They should report the violence to their doctor and to the Gardaí and ensure that they record injuries and all details of the assault. Because of the stigma attached to being a male victim of domestic abuse, many men don't tell the truth to their doctor and do not confide what is happening to family and friends. Male victims should be encouraged to tell family and friends, to seek legal advice and take it, and not allow themselves to be provoked into retaliating to the abuse.
You will now hear a recording of question 10. You will hear this question twice. Question 10. Describe 2 ways that male victims of abuse are treated differently from female victims. Question 10. Describe 2 ways that male victims of abuse are treated differently from female victims. You have 3 minutes from now to answer this question. You have 1 minute left. This completes Section A, Oral Test. Please proceed to Sections B and C of the examination.